God in the name of the Most High. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly states that all the actions are according to the intentions. What you intend for is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. So whoever migrates for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the Messenger of Allah, then their migration is for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the Messenger of Allah. And whoever migrates for the sake of this dunya, this world, or for the sake of getting married to a woman, then the migration what they had migrated for. This is a very important, essential hadith for us as a Muslims. This is a hadith the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made mention, and many of the scholars had started their books with this hadith to remind themselves about sincerity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accept a sincere action, a pure action. Any worship that you do, any ritual that you do, any good deed that you do, if it's not sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to accept it. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly states that all the actions are according to the intentions. What you intend for is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. If your intention is for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. If your intention for someone else, go and get and seek your rewards from someone else. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and stressed on the importance of sincerity. When you do something, do it for the sake of Allah. When you sacrifice something, sacrifice it for the sake of Allah. When you strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure it's sincerely for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues in the hadith, whoever migrates for the sake of Allah and the Messenger of Allah, then their migration is for the sake of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. And whoever migrates for the sake of this dunya or getting married to a woman, then their migration is whatever they had migrated for. And this hadith came about because during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum migrated from Mecca to Medina, the vast majority of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum migrated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the Messenger of Allah. But there was a man who migrated because he wanted to get married to a woman. She told him, if you're not going to migrate from Mecca to Medina, I will never get married to you. So he did migrate. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear. Those who migrated for the sake of Allah and the Messenger of Allah, then their migration is for the sake of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. Their rewards is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who migrated for the sake of this dunya or for the sake of a woman, then their migration is what they had migrated for. Same sacrifice, same striving, same hardship. One gets rewarded, the other one doesn't. Where's the difference? The difference is the intention. The barrier is the intention. When your intention is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will reward you. When your intention is not for the sake of Allah, even though you had sacrificed, even though you had implemented a lot of actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward you. That's why my brother and my sister in Islam, is so important for us that whatever we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever sacrifice we sacrifice it for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever we give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless. So make sure that any action that you do it sincerely for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. They were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship Him sincerely. So the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for the sake of Allah. So be sincere and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a great opening, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your actions. May Allah azza wa jalla make us from amongst those who are sincere in everything they do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who achieve and attain the pleasure of Allah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.